So you know that growing and adding more referrals is an amazing way to grow your word of mouth business. So if you're someone who is already getting a lot of referrals or you want to know what to do to get even more referrals, then today is so critical that you hear this simple strategy so you can start adding more referrals right now. And this strategy, it just takes minutes and you could start to see more referrals as soon as next week. Let's dive in. In today's crowded business space, how do you take the mystery out of growing clients who stay long-term and refer like crazy? And what is it going to take to set you apart from your competitors? What would happen if every activity in your business was driving loyal customers who want to refer other people to you so it's easy to fill your pipeline with more leads, book perfect fit clients on your calendar? Hey there, we're Jody and Daryl Beckert, and you're listening to the Retention and Referrals Made Simple podcast. This is the place for people who want to build their businesses organically so they can get more sales without using any sleazy or awkward tactics. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to be here. Let's dive in. All right, we're here with a really important brand new message. Daryl and I are here for you, and we want to show you how to get more referrals. And so here's the thing. Daryl and I are just going to go out and say it. Right, Daryl?
Yep.
If you do a great job for your clients.
Which I hope you do.
I hope you do. I'm sure you are if you're listening to this.
I'm sure that you do.
And you're already getting referrals on a somewhat regular basis, then we're here to tell you that you are absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, missing out on referral opportunities. And making more sales. Yeah. And we want to make sure that we can change that today. So today's show, we're going to be giving you a simple strategy you can start using today, tomorrow, next week. It's a strategy that a majority of business owners are not doing. And we're going to give you this strategy so that you can start to see those referrals. Because if you're a business owner, like I said, if you truly believe that you make an impact with your work, then there are opportunities to create partnerships with people who love what you do so that you can start seeing these referrals, like I said, as early as next week.
Or even sooner.
Yeah. If you want to learn a little bit more about growing your referrals, go to referralsonrepeat.com. There we have a simple workshop. It's $37 and we teach you our full method. And we also show you all the referral opportunities that we know that you're missing out. So go there, referralsonrepeat.com. And basically, we want to help you make a lot more money. So go there if you'd like to. Let's get right into it, Daryl, because this is really important. But I do want to send out a quick warning to you. Once you hear this strategy, you are going to be tempted to dismiss it as something that couldn't possibly be powerful enough. So
you run the risk of it sounding just too simple.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you start to hear it, I don't want to hear any pause button noises or anything like that. Don't even think about hitting pause. This strategy is responsible for creating a lot of sales, right, Joe?
Yes. And impact.
Yeah, not only the impact, but like the customer who gets referred in the first place. And that's why we're here today. We're here to make an impact. I don't know if I told you, Daryl, I watched a video where David, one of the original two marketing executives from Chick-fil-A, he was talking about the power of perspective. And this is what he said. He said, how we view things drives how we do things. How we see things has a dramatic impact to the way we respond to it. Actually, I want to say those again because I feel like I flubbed them up. How we view things drives how we do things. How we see things has a dramatic impact to the way we respond to it. So anyways, I think we'll come back to that thought later. Mm-hmm. But we just want to get into that strategy, and I thought that was just a really cool thought process.
Okay, so before we get into strategy, let's talk about referrals just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because when I say that word, I think we're going to get a lot of different responses. Some people have businesses that are referral-driven. I can think of certain industries that are, it's a big component. Mm-hmm. They're comfortable asking for them. They get them on a regular enough basis. There's a lot of businesses that aren't comfortable asking. Mm-hmm. Some of the tactics around referrals, some are fairly direct, but okay. And others are, you know, not as comfortable, sleazy. There's a lot of people who say, oh, I don't want to be like that. And so referrals are either like something that you do or something you almost stay away from.
You know, because it's actually one of the most common responses that we get. Because when someone signs up for our workshop Referrals on Repeat, one of the first things that they tell us is, I want to learn how to get more referrals but without doing anything that's like really weird. And so if you're listening and that's the way you feel like, wow, I really want more referrals. I've asked before, but that feels so almost creepy. It is creepy sometimes for some people because mm-hmm. it's not authentic to you. And so just know that you're not alone in that process.
You're in a good place. What we're going to share is something that we'll be comfortable to say.
Yeah.
And if you're of the category that you already get referrals, you have a business that referrals are kind of a cornerstone of it. That's awesome that you're here too, because what we're going to share is also going to help you. Because what typically happens with a referral? A lot of times you get a thanks if you're lucky. But I think there's a lot of times I don't even recall ever being thanked by either party, quite honestly. Yourself?
Mm-hmm. I've had different cases where the one thing about me is that when I share someone's business, when I share something great, I love to connect people. I love putting this person with this person. Like someone said the other day, it's almost like a matchmaker. So when I put two people together or two businesses together, I want them to connect. And then usually what often ends happening to me, Daryl, is that I'm sitting on the other side of my little world, either on the other side of the phone or whatever, however I connected them. And I'm still wondering what the heck actually happened.
Did something happen?
Did something happen? Did they call? Did they set up the appointment?
Was this a good referral? I don't know, Daryl.
Anyway, so that's usually what happens to me in most cases.
The other thing you get sometimes are weird, like, oh, thanks for trusting me or thanks for this. some sort of me-centered statement. And a lot of it is, I just don't know what else to say. And that seems like a good thing to say, you know, because trust is important. You'll hear us talk about trust.
Why do you think that people say all those weird things? Like, why do you say, thanks for putting the trust in me? Like, why did we do that?
I think it's like this really awkward space that you either don't fill it, just say thanks and leave it there, or you fill it with something because you know that something should be there. And I've heard somebody say that.
Yeah.
A great kind of segued example of this is a little bit that happens. So this is, again, sort of like a referral. You look on a website and you have little bits of social proof on your website. Mm-hmm. And someone will put a quote to say, hey, don't just take our word for it. This is what our clients say. Well, that phrase shows up on so many websites. Why do you think that is? Someone used it once and it got copied and copied and copied. And now when people are like making website templates, that's what they put in as a default. So I think a lot of these terms have become the default. Mm-hmm. And so what we're—
monkey see, monkey do. Yeah.
And well, it must work. They get referrals, right? Mm-hmm. We're interested more is to come back a level and say, okay, just one of the most destructive phrases in our language is, it's always been done that way. Mm-hmm. This is what someone else does. Let's just hit pause on all of that. Suspend your own disbelief. Suspend your apprehension at feeling uncomfortable and say, what if there is a better way? What if there's something else going on? Like Jody talked about here, connecting. Mm-hmm. She's a connector. You also threw out the term matchmaker, right? Well, let's think about that. A lot of the times, some matchmaking is meddling, but a lot of them is, right? And you got to be careful with that.
Yeah, yeah.
But the other part is like, oh, hey, I know you, and I know you, and I know that you have similar interests and hobbies and aspirations and stuff, and you probably wouldn't meet each other normally, but I'm going to try to orchestrate this because I actually think it's going to work out for everybody. Mm-hmm. So matchmaking is an awesome analogy. It's innately more of a personal thing. This is not a superficial level type thing, right? And I think that that's often the level that referrals are conducted at, is at the results level. Mm-hmm. It's superficial. It's consumeristic, right? Where there's a level below that, which is good people like to share good things and help other good people. And so if we choose to believe that, hey, I deserve to be shared. The work that I do, the impact that I make, you know, what my clients' lives are like after, before and after, mm-hmm. That should be shared. People should share me. Mm-hmm. How can I invite them into that? That's sort of the jumping off point for where our strategy starts.
Yeah. Let's get into the strategy. Strategy. That's what they're here for.
All right. You ready for this?
I'm ready. Okay. I've been ready my whole life.
It's really, really, you got a pen? Okay. So think of someone who's referred you. And let's make it easy. Keep it the last few months. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Think of someone who's really warm to you. Think of someone who's really comfortable. Like you have comfortable conversations.
You're not
going
to feel weird.
You're not strangers.
Striking up a conversation with this person. Okay. You got the person in your head. All right. Now what we're going to do, crazy enough, is we are going to connect with them and we're going to thank them for the referral. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
now let's just pause there for a second.
There's more, but
what if the person that you've thought of, like, you actually forgot to thank them? Ooh, what if you go back? Do you want to just sort of back up? That was a backup noise. If you didn't know what that was.
I wanted to say it is that simple. And like Jody said earlier on, you run the risk of dismissing something simple. Mm-hmm. So yes, at its root
Don't hit pause, please.
There's more here and I get to it. But at the root level is think of someone who's referred at any frequency and then connect with them. And it's going to be rooted in thankfulness and gratitude. Okay. So that's the root cause that sounds so simple, but like we said, even in some of our analogies and in stories, if you think about times that you've referred people, how many heartfelt thank yous have you received? Because I would say my batting average is less than 500 in terms of even getting thanked at all, let alone doing what I'm about to suggest. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because thanks is the consumer level, the results mm-hmm. level. We want to dive deeper than thanks into gratitude. And mm-hmm. where gratitude is rooted, regardless of like, hey, I totally flubbed this and didn't thank you 3 months ago when you sent them, it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. There is no statute of limitations on gratitude. So you can express it at any point. What we're going after is not the referral for a me sake, but the referral as a we sake. So we're going to go from me to we. Mm-hmm. And the way that we do that is the thing that we have in common is the person that they referred. And so what we connect about is them. I don't connect about me. Mm-hmm. I don't connect about the referrer. I connect about, hey, let's talk about this person that you referred. Mm-hmm. They were able to go from here to here. They used to feel this. Now they feel that. Look how empowered they are. Look how excited they are. Look at how this has changed their life. And do you know why that happened? Because you referred them. You were the instrument of change for this person. Couldn't have happened without you. Mm-hmm. And so we're bridging our we through the person back over to the referrer. And again, you run the risk of this sounding too simplistic. So yes, at the top level, this is about going back and thanking people, but strategically it is about thanking them about what, not just the result, not just what happened, but what that, like, because that result happened, what did that allow? Mm-hmm.
What did that referral change in that customer's life? Was it that they finally got rid of their headaches? Was it that they finally got into their first home and now they don't actually have to live with their parents anymore? What, on an emotional level, what kind of thing could you share with them that this would never have happened without your referral? And just bring them into conversation and use regular words and just communicate with this referrer what that looked like. And I think what often happens, and I think the reason why this doesn't happen is not because we walk around not being great people. I think it's not that we choose not to have these conversations with people. I just think that as business owners, we look around and see what everyone else is doing. And we just think that, well, they do it. So I just need to repeat that. I know when I was in my design business, one of the discussions that always came back up was, if you see a Style at Home magazine or any kind of like any kind of magazine, you see the like the customers would show me as the designer, like the cover. Well, this is what I want. And then the next customer will come along and see another cover. Well, this is what I want. And before you know it, if we're all looking at the same covers of design magazines, then we're all just creating the same houses. So it's like that in business as well. If we believe in you, if you want this impactful, significant business, then why would we do anything that everyone else is doing?
Yeah.
It's nonsense.
Yeah. We need to do what's true to us. And what's true to us is why we got into our business in the first place, mm-hmm. what we're hoping to do for people, how we do it, because how we approach to solve the problem is unique to us. No one else can do it how we uniquely do it. That gives us some depth. That gives us something to talk about other than the end result. Because the challenge with end results, just results-based marketing, results-based referrals, is, well, what if someone does that result better, right? And it's very one-dimensional. If you're listening to this and you're either in the two camps, I get referrals, or I feel uncomfortable talking about referrals. So I'm going to talk about the uncomfortable part first. Connecting with someone just as many times as you want, as is comfortable, definitely at least once after, and just saying, hey, I wanted to circle back and talk about this person that you sent. This is what they're able to do. They were here, they were frustrated, they were there, and they got to here. And we have to thank you for making this connection, mm-hmm. because I don't think they would have got to this point without. And look what their future looks like now, mm-hmm. right? Some version of that conversation, that's an easy conversation to have. You're talking about something real and you're talking about something that isn't superficial, which is why I think, if I'm speaking to that segment, why you haven't said anything, mm-hmm. because the referral tactics you hear is fairly superficial.
Well, and they feel so fake. Feel so fake.
This is real. This is authentic. It's unique to the experience that you had with this person. It's not a robotic. It's not a script that you're going to roll out to everybody. You're going to say it different because your relationship with a referrer and the progression that the client made will all be different. But you're going to just touch base on that element. And what it's going to do is liberate you to say, I can talk about this in a way that I'm comfortable with. I get to share the inner workings of like someone's epiphany moment. And my referrer gets to connect to something bigger because at its root core, people want to share good things with other good people.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause we touched on it in the beginning. What do referrals normally look like? It normally looks like as a me factor. Send me referral. Ask for a referral.
I'm never too busy for your referral.
Yeah. And instead, let's move this towards, let's have it be a we referral. That is so much stronger. That is impactful. That is what grows your business so that you can grow your revenue, so you can grow so many more customers. Yeah.
It goes from, hey, this referral helps me versus like, look at what we can do together. Now, the other side of that camp, you get referrals. You're comfortable with these kinds of conversations. So that's not a thing. There is something else to harness here because your referrers, they're already sending you people. That's awesome. What I would suggest, and when, you know, Jody was bold enough to say, even if you're getting referrals, you're still missing some. I 100% believe that because what you have is a segment of people who would kind of refer anyway. Hey, like they care about what they do. They do good stuff. They're going to refer anybody like that. There's a segment of people, however, that again, if you can bring them in so it goes from me to we, they will jump in that because you'll be able to line up the dots that they need. They want to be part of something. And even with referrers that you are getting now, referrals you're getting, if you go to them and tell a story about what actually happened, hey, you've referred three people in the last 3 months, but I want to tell you a story of what this actually looked like or what happened. I guarantee you they are going to send you more people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be better. They're going to be ready to go. They're going to be the right kind of clients for you.
And we have clients, and we we operate on this philosophy of connection, and we have clients who they've done this strategy and they are making thousands by the next week. But I do want to, I want to let you know, to have that bit of warning, like, you might do this strategy and you may not get a referral next week. This isn't like a magic genie that you rub necessarily. But what I want to give to you is that if you operate on this philosophy, if you can take bits of this strategy into your business referral space, I promise you, you will have better connections. You'll be one step closer to being closer to your referrers, and them one step closer to understanding what you do, why you do it, and why should it matter that they open up their mouth on your behalf. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Essentially what we're doing here is we're taking the referral from being a transaction, mm-hmm. and we're taking it towards a relationship. And that relationship takes time. They need to be nurtured. So like you said, it wouldn't necessarily be automatic referrals. It's not the referral genie. But the irony is, the more people have done this and sort of jumped into it, that's inevitably what happens, simply because that referrer, when they actually see what, oh man, it was great that I opened my mouth, chances are they can think of someone else who needs it. And mm-hmm. that's usually what ends up happening. But again, we kind of need to separate our actions from our desires. We're doing this because this is the right thing to do to build real relationships and get away from something transactional. And so we don't want to do it with the, hey, send me a referral next week thing. But when you put that stuff out, the good's going to come back to you.
Yeah, for sure. All right, there you go. That's the strategy. Please make sure, go back and have some of these great conversations as you're building out your long-term referral strategy. If you want to get more help to get even more referrals, to get those referrals that you're missing out on, just go to referralsonrepeat.com and you can get access, instant access to our workshop. It's $37. We teach you our full method. We don't hold anything back. And we show you all the opportunities that you're missing out on, because at the end of the day, we want to help you reach more people. We want to help you make a lot more money, and we want to grow your impact and all the customers that you can and help and fulfill on, like, how you do your work. So thanks for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Right. Bye-bye.